With the guild in the early days, as I said in my introduction, obviously there was a craft guild, and so teaching widows to do handicraft and things like that to try and supplement the pension, I suppose.
Yes, that was the basic idea.
Did it then develop into sort of like moral support and comfort, because a lot of young war widows with kids, young children, didn't remarry. They felt that there was... their husband had given up his life in war, and therefore whereas in a car accident they may have thought of remarrying, but in this manner they didn't. So they're always sort of support for each other.
It was a great support for each other, and it's quite true what you say. There were so many of them. Most of them did not remarry. There were various reasons, and certainly that one of loyalty to the dead man was a very important one. Another one was the feeling that perhaps a new husband might have the same regard for the children. Mm. And also there was the fact that if they remarried, of course, they did lose their pension, which was a little bit of personal security. They didn't always get the opportunity to meet people.
That was true. And also after a wartime, there's far fewer eligible men around.
Well, that's right.
As was proven after World War One.
Yes, there were so many men who had died, and there were many, many reasons why they didn't remarry, but they certainly all needed support in some way or another, and the Guild did give that support. And you mentioned the crafts. It was built. The basic building was on craft, especially weaving. The general had served two stints in India, in the army there, and while living there, she had become very interested in the weaving and the tapestry that the Indian women did. Mm-hmm. She became very good at it too, and it occurred to her after the war that here is something that the women could do in their own homes, still able to look after their children or to be there when they came from school and such like, and yet earn a little bit of money to augment the pension, because after the war there was a great lack, or scarcity rather, of all kinds of woven goods, materials, and even such things as towels and tablecloths. But anything that was handmade had a good sale value at that time, and she felt that it would be a very good idea for the women to be able to do this. She persuaded the rehabilitation scheme that weaving should be taught to these women, and this was agreed on. And so the Guild started off by having classes for weaving, and the looms and such like were made by a private firm in Melbourne at cost, and everybody at that point of time was prepared to help set these women up in something that would be of value to them.
Yes, and here it is, the League, the Guild, 40 years later. As I said, you're going to be launching the book very soon at the Art Centre. Sir Henry Bolte is going to launch it for you.
That's right. Yes.
Tremendous. Well, good luck with it, and thanks for coming to the studio.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mavis Thorpe-Clark, and the book about the story of the War Widows Guild of Australia, No Mean Destiny.